The Quiz Kids, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer for headache.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold discomfort.
Yes, when these occasional ailments make you miserable, take Alka-Seltzer for really fast, really effective relief.
The 423rd class session of the Quiz Kids is called to order, and children, here's your first question. A prominent monarch recently turned Indian. Can you explain?
Yes, how about that? Can you listeners explain? We'll give it some thought while the youngsters here in our classroom get settled at their desks. And here they are, the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Everyone. All right, Quiz Kids, let's get down to business with roll call. First, Mike.
I'm Michael Malone. I'm 10 years old and will be in the sixth grade at the University of Chicago Laboratory School.
Lonnie.
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 12 years old and going into the eighth grade at Lincoln School in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Rennie.
I'm Rennie Templeton. I'm 13 years old and going into ninth grade at U High.
Joel.
I'm Joel Kofferman. I'm 12 years old in eighth grade in the Volt School.
And the brand new Quiz Kid from the very young generation, little Melvin.
Well, I'm Melvin. I'm 5 years old.
Well, what's your last name, son? Tell the folks your last name.
Miles.
Miles, that's right. Melvin Miles. All right, fine. Now then, back to that first question from Mrs. Danny Boyle of Hammond, Indiana. A prominent monarch recently turned Indian. Can you explain? We have three hands up. Lonnie's hand was up first. Lonnie?
Well, I think it would be some baseball player who was recently traded to the Cleveland Indians team.
You're on the right track. Joel?
Well, Satchel Paige, that was recently joined the Indians, was a member of the Kansas City Monarchs in the Negro Baseball League. So now he's in a Cleveland Indian.
That's right. Leroy Satchel Paige, famous Negro pitcher, is the answer. Well, good for you, Quiz Kids. That's a right answer. Alka-Seltzer gives Mrs. Danny Boyle of Hammond, Indiana, a fine Zenith portable transoceanic standard shortwave radio for sending in that question. Now, that's always the reward when the Quiz Kids answer your question correctly. If they miss, you get a big Zenith radio phonograph combination with automatic record changer, the new Cobra tone arm, and two FM bands. If you have a question for this program, just send it to Quiz Kids, Chicago. All right, here we go with more questions. Now, Helen Patterson of Atlanta, Georgia, wants you children to work an arithmetic problem using the numbers suggested by these words. First, begin with a duodenum, divide by a bicuspid, then divide again by a triceps, and what kind of ology do you have? Mike?
Well, the answer would be bicep, wouldn't it?
No.
Anyway, duodenum is 12.
That's right.
And divide by...
A bicuspid.
A bicuspid is 2, makes
two.
6. And
that's
divide
six.
By 3 is 2.
That's right, for triceps. So, 2. What kind of ology, Mike?
Biology.
Biology, that's right. Yes, sir. Biology is correct. Now, here's a music question from Robert Storm of Birmingham, Alabama. Howard Peterson, our organist, will play parts of three songs, and you children are to tell if each one suggests a symbol of good luck or bad luck. All right, Howard, let's have number one. Lonnie?
It's pennies from heaven, and that would be finding a lucky penny.
That's right, so that would bring you good luck. Now let's see if we can get this next one. Lonnie?
That's the sidewalks of New York.
Sidewalks of New York, so? Oh, that lends itself to something.
Maybe it's finding a four-leaf clover in the cracks of a sidewalk.
No, hardly. Hardly, Lonnie. Rennie, you had your hand up.
I was just going to say that was sidewalks in New York, but that connected with Al Smith, huh?
He
lost, so it could be bad luck. So.
Well, no, that's not the answer that I'm looking for. Joel?
Well, on any sidewalk, there's a lot of ladders, so it could be bad luck.
Well, we're certainly getting involved. Melvin has his hand up. Melvin?
Well, one thing I think it could be Dream Girl.
Well, Dream Girl, how do you mean, Melvin? The name of the song is Sidewalks of New York, son, see? So we're trying to find out whether that's a symbol of good luck or bad luck, see? Lonnie?
Well, some people consider it bad luck to walk on the cracks of the sidewalk.
That's the idea. Yes, sir. There's a kid's game. You kids, don't you kids play a game?
Well, yeah. You step on the cracks of the sidewalk, you get a point against you.
And
you go to a certain place, and the one who has the most against him loses when you get there.
Yeah, that's the idea. And Melvin, he wants to add something to
a boy taught me a name. His name is Bobby. If you step on a crack in the sidewalk, you're called a stinkfish.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Now, I'm going to watch where I'm walking on the sidewalk from now on.
Yes, sirree.
Well, let's see if we can get this next part. Lonnie?
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover, and of course, if you mind a four-leaf clover, that's very good luck.
That certainly is.
At least it's supposed to be. I found one, and I didn't find any immediate change for the better.
Well, you just have to hope. Keep on hoping. Melvin?
Well, four-leaf clover.
I'm glad that that Melvin is here this afternoon because he's verifying everything as we go along here. By the way, Melvin, do you sing, son? Do you happen to know this song?
What?
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
Yes, I do.
Well, sing a little of it for us, will you?
Okay. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I've overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, the third is the roses that grow in the lane.
That's fine. Well, that's just fine, Melvin. I wish I were 5 years old and could sing like you do. Now, that's all there is to it. This question is from Mabel Carrier of Dayton, Ohio. In Edna Ferber's book, Showboat, there's a baby named Kim, K-I-M, because she was born near the junction of three states. Now, what were the states, K-I-M? Joel?
Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lonnie?
Oh, wait a second. Wouldn't it be Kentucky, Iowa? Or wait a second. Well, Iowa and Missouri. Or wait a second.
I can't wait much longer.
I think it's Kentucky. Really? I think it's Kentucky, Illinois, and Missouri.
Yeah, Kentucky, Illinois, and Missouri. That's right. Now, the junction of what three states might form the name of Matt, M-A-T. Lonnie?
That's, Arizona, or Arkansas, Texas, and Missouri.
No. Well, sorry. Rennie?
Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi, or Alabama. Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi.
That's right. Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you quiz kids in our radio audience have had a week to figure out our latest mystery question from Helen Murphy of New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, you remember the question was, who done it? And the first clue was, one fork, two mouths. Now, you'll have one more minute to decide on your answer. And while you're busy there, here's Bob Murphy with a question.
When was the last time you said,
oh, I have such a headache, I just don't feel like doing a thing?
Was it yesterday, the day before, or maybe today? Well, a headache can make you feel plenty miserable. We all know that. But the thing to remember is this, friends. You don't have to suffer along with that headache pain. Instead, get fast relief the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer way. Here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water. Watch it sparkle, listen to it fizz, and then drink it down. And just see how soon you begin to feel better. Yes, Alka-Seltzer's really fast, really effective, because its pain-relieving agent, sodium acetyl salicylate, is completely dissolved when you drink it. So it's right ready to go to work on your headache pain. And because of its effervescent base, yes, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Just try it and see for yourself. Thousands say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from headache pain, and we know you'll agree. In fact, you'll never want to be without it in your home. So why not make it a practice to buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist instead of one? Then you'll always have an extra package handy. That's good advice, and if you'll heed it, you'll have Alka-Seltzer when you need it.
All right, quiz kids, now come on out of your huddle and let's see if you have an answer for the whodunit question. The clue was one fork, 2 mouths. Who's the spokesman, Joel?
Well, one fork, 2 miles would suggest the Amazon, and it would be either discovering or exploring the Amazon. Now, Vincent Yanez Pinzon discovered it, and Oriana explored it, but I'd say discovering it would be more important, so it would be Vincent Yanez Pinzon.
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong, Joel, but I'll tell you, I'll give you kids another clue a little bit later on. Here we go with more questions. I'll try this one from Matthew Edwards of Brooklyn, New York. Name a short form of kerchief. A well-known baseball player with the Braves, and any northerner, and you get 3 words that rhyme. What are they? Lonnie.
Well, there's a, maybe a short
short form of kerchief.
Would be cur, maybe.
No, no. Short form of kerchief. Rennie?
Hanky, stanky, Yankee.
Hanky, stanky, and Yankee, right. That's right. A hanky for the handkerchief, Stanky for Ed Stanky, now with the Boston Braves, and, of course, Yankee for any northerner. Now, Miss Adela Balch of Arlington, Massachusetts, is interested in the International Friendship League, which encourages correspondence of children all around the world. Of course, this might require knowledge of foreign languages, and so if you were writing to a boy or a girl in France, how might you say, how are you, in his native tongue? Melvin?
Parlez-vous français?
Well, oui and no. Let's see. Well, that's all right, Melvin. Now you're just a little bit off on there. Here's Lonnie. He has.
Well, I think parlez-vous français. Doesn't that mean do you speak French?
Well, yes, that's what that means.
Well, it wouldn't mean how are you then.
Well, we want to say how are you in French. See, to this other little boy or girl. Now, Rennie.
Well, don't you say qu'est-ce que c'est? See, what's you? I don't know what you is though.
Yeah, well, now I think we're getting just a little involved here. Do you give up on this? Well, you would say, comment allez-vous. See? That's all it says here anyway, and, it could prove by me. On the second part here, how might you say the same thing to children in Spain? How would you say, how are you, Lonnie?
¿Cómo está usted?
That's right. That's the idea. And if you were writing to children in Poland, how would you say, how are you in Polish? Well, here's Melvin with his hand up. All right, Melvin.
It could be jak się masz.
Jak się masz is right. I only knew how to say hooray in Polish there. That was fine, Melvin. Say, by the way, do you know any other language that you could use for saying that how are you? Any other language?
Yes, I do know pig Latin.
Pig Latin? Well, let's see. Can you really say how are you in pig Latin? Let's hear it.
Okay. Auhei, auhei, ouye.
Dad, well, what do you know about... that's very, very good. Now then, we didn't have a miss on that. Uh-huh. Yes, we did, too. That's right, because I had to tell you on the first part. So that means that Miss Adela Balch of Arlington, Massachusetts, gets a big Zenith radio phonograph combination from the makers of Alka-Seltzer. We always try to be fair and square on our program here. Now then, after reading an article about amazing gluttons in nature, Lillian Levine of Freeport, Illinois, decided her hungry school children aren't so hard to cook for after all. Now, that Miss Adela Balch of Arlington, Massachusetts, gets a big Zenith radio phonograph combination from the makers of Alka-Seltzer. We always try to be fair and square on our program here. Now then, after reading an article about amazing gluttons in nature, Lillian Levine of Freeport, Illinois, decided her hungry schoolchildren aren't so hard to cook for after all. Now, can you quiz kids recall any gluttons found in nature? Mike?
Well, the baby birds are quite gluttons. They eat once their weight every day, but the shrew eats two or three times his weight every day and doesn't do much but hunt for food.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the killer whale is known to eat at one meal 13 seals and 14 porpoises.
That's right, yes, sir.
And the dragonfly is quite a ferocious eater. He even tries to eat hummingbirds.
He does.
And the larva attack other insect larvae, uh-huh, and even small polywogs.
Oh, sure, yes, uh-huh. And those are all very good. Melvin, what were you going to say, son?
Well, a grown-up bird would usually like to eat bread and the worms.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, they go a little bit easy on their diet, the grown-up birds. Lonnie?
Well, see, what was I going to say now? There's I think it's the kingfisher that devours quite a few fish in one day. And also, I forget what it is. I think it's the albatross. Is a scavenger. He combs the beach for food all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, those were all very fine, kids. So we'll get along here to our next question. Now, our sound effects man is getting a few props all ready for this question from Mrs. John Burns of Youngstown, Ohio. Each sound effect should suggest the title of a recent movie. Now, I'd like for you to try and get two out of three on this one. Here's the first one. All right, kids. Rennie.
Would that be Key Largo?
Key Largo, because it's key putting the lock and unlocking the door. That's right. See if you can get this second one. Rennie?
That'd be The Emperor Waltz.
That's right. Uh-huh. Starring Bing Crosby and Joan Fontaine. All right, now here's the third part. A recent movie. Melvin?
Well, Knocking on the Door.
I don't think I've seen that one, Melvin. Joel, you had your hand up.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it was a knocking on the door.
Oh, Lonnie?
Well, that's a hammer pounding in nails, but it could also sound like someone knocking at the door. Well, that might be the Fuller Brush Man.
Yes, that's a very good answer. Uh-huh. I was thinking of the pounding and nail with a hammer. Mr. Blanding builds his dream house. Look at all the hands go up. Well, you gave me two out of three, so we saved that question. Now, here's a question about children's literature from Mrs. Beth Stevens of Ponca City, Oklahoma. In what story did a chicken bake a loaf of bread? Melvin.
Well, The Little Red Hen.
The Little Red Hen, that's right. Yes, sir, that's right. All right, tell me this. In what story did a rabbit have a hard time starting his car? Lonnie.
Wasn't that Sonny Bunny?
No, Melvin.
Uncle Wiggily.
Uncle Wiggily, yes, sir. And now then, kids, it's time for another clue for our whodunit question. You can think it over and try another guess in 1 minute. Here it is. Tell your horse to turn right, and you will have said the man's first initial. You won't be misled. And now, Bob, while the quiz kids consider this newest clue, it's your turn.
Well, friends, here's a little scene that could take place in any home. It's getting along about bedtime at the Smiths, and we hear...
Getting late, honey. I think I'll drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer and go to bed.
Alka-Seltzer? Why, dear? Don't you feel all right?
Well, after that big meal we had tonight, I feel sort of stuffy. I think I'd better take some Alka-Seltzer. Tough enough at best trying to get to sleep these hot nights. I certainly don't want acid indigestion to keep me awake.
That's a good idea, friends. Whenever a big meal begins to make you feel stuffy with acid indigestion, try drinking a glass of Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Chances are you haven't done very much all evening, and so all that food hasn't become fully digested. This can mean acid indigestion coming on. Acid indigestion that can keep you awake and prevent you from getting the rest you need. So let Alka-Seltzer help neutralize that gastric hyperacidity and so help you get that valuable sleep. Or if it's a big Sunday dinner that you enjoyed in the early afternoon and acid indigestion interferes with the pleasure of your leisure hours, let Alka-Seltzer come to the rescue right away. Yes, depend on Alka-Seltzer for fast relief whenever acid indigestion causes discomfort. Always make sure you have enough Alka-Seltzer on hand. When those tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And remember, buy an extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.
Well, now, children, you can come out of your huddle, and let's see if you have the right answer. Looks like Lonnie's the spokesman this time. All right, Lonnie.
I don't think we have the right answer, but I'll say DeSoto.
No, no, that isn't the right answer. But you have one more chance, kids, and the quiz kid with the first hand up gets the first chance to answer. Listen to the last clue. Walnut, oak, and knotty pine suggests the name he used to sign. All right, Joel?
Well, wouldn't that... I don't think it'll be G, but wouldn't it be William Penn?
No, no. Mike?
It's wood, isn't it?
What particular wood? Why did you say wood, Mike?
Just those are different kind of wood.
You're on the right track. Rennie?
Well, the first name would be G. Maybe George or...
Well, you're right on the initial G. So, what, we really got the last name here. Let's have the first name now, Lonnie.
Well, would you repeat the last clue, please?
The last clue,
yeah.
Walnut, oak, and knotty pine, suggests the name he used to sign. Now, we've cleared up the last name. Can we get the first name in?
I guess Wood's the last name then, huh?
That's right. Wood's the last name. And the first name, the initial is G.
That's
Mike.
Right. Well.
What?
Sign would suggest my signing an important paper.
Well, no, I think that was just used as part of the clue. That really has nothing to do, really, with the what we're trying to establish. Lonnie?
Well, could his first name be George?
No. No, I'm sorry. Well, I think possibly we'll have to carry that over. I'm sorry, we got the last name, so you'll have to figure out the first name in order to get the thing correctly. Well, all right, we'll go along now with some more questions. This amusing question is from Helen Kidd of Phoenix, Arizona. What would be an appropriate measure of quantity by which to sell the following items? For example, you might sell shoes by the foot. Now, how might you sell hammers? Hammers. How might you sell hammers? Rennie?
By the head?
Well, that's a good answer, but there's another one, a better one, I think. Lonnie?
By the pound.
By the pound, uh-huh. And how would you sell grass? How would you sell grass? Melvin?
In seeds.
Well, well, that's right, all right. Yes, Sherry. In seeds, that's correct. Somebody, I'm thinking of another answer. Lonnie?
You might sell grass by the acre, since it might be used to...
By the acre? That's a very good answer. Joel?
Well, grass is generally grown in a yard, so you'd sell it by the yard.
By the yard. That's the one I was thinking about. And how about hens? How would you sell hens? Now, these are a little bit far-fetched, of course. Mike?
By the peck?
By the peck. Yeah, that's right. Now, here's a whimsical question from Walter Baker of Watsontown, Pennsylvania. He wants you children to pretend you had a restaurant and seated your guests at different colored tables. Each guest must be placed at a table whose color is associated in some way with the customer. At what color of table would you seat King Midas? Joel?
Gold.
Gold table. That's right. Thomas Gainsborough. Lonnie.
Blue. He painted the blue boy.
That's right, blue. Mrs. Rhett Butler. Rennie.
Scarlet.
Scarlet. For Scarlet O'Hara. And lastly, Ethan Allen. Lonnie?
That's the Green Mountain Boys.
That's right. He was leader of the Green Mountain Boys. Now, I think a lot of our listeners will be interested in this question from Joanne Steck of Seattle, Washington. I know you children have been busy swimming and playing ball this summer, but I wonder if any of you have been busy with any special jobs during vacation. Mike?
Well, up at the dunes, I had a job in a roadside stand. I helped the proprietor close up shop every night. I had to put the flowers in fresh water and put all the stuff in refrigeration.
Oh, it's vegetables and flowers
and
fruit.
He paid us in bananas.
He paid you in bananas, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Now I know why you have to have a lot of bananas when you go down to Florida. Oh. Joel?
Well, this summer I did for my mother the vacuum cleaning, and I dried the dishes for her. And I also had a little job of my own. I was building a turtle home for my turtles, a new turtle home. Oh. And I was finishing it during the first weeks of vacation.
Well, how did you get paid for doing that?
I got paid in seeing my turtles happy.
Oh, I see. That's all right. And Rennie?
Well, having a younger brother and sister, even if the brother was away at camp for 2 weeks, constitutes a little bit of a job at times.
Yes, it does, Rennie. I think you have something there. Mm-hmm. And little Melvin has his hand up. All right, Melvin.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes when I'm ill, when my mother makes me stay in the house,
What was I going to say again?
If I were going to say what you were going to say there, what would I say? That's it.
Get the diapers from my mother. Give her the diapers sometimes when she can't go and get them.
Well, you mean, well, of course, I ask you. I know, but tell me, Melvin, do you have a little baby sister at home?
No, a brother.
Oh, I see. All right, well, and do you have any other job that you might do during a vacation, you know, summer vacation?
Well, no, I don't have any jobs.
You don't work any place, I...
No, but I do the one thing. I work raking cinders and tar.
Well, oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Well, where do you do all this?
Well, on our street, they're fixing the street there.
Oh, you're with the road gang, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, how long do you work each day? I mean...
Well, how long do we work?
Yes, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, they always quit around noon.
I see. They take the afternoon off for lunch, is that it?
Yes, and then they have a resting hour. And you want to hear something funny?
What's that? Wait a minute. Now, you say they have a resting hour, and do I want to know something funny? All right, what is something funny?
Well, the boss once was sleeping in the car. He's got a pillow there. And Sidney, he was my boyfriend. We were talking so loud, and he wanted to fall asleep. So what did he do? He closed both of his car doors, and he drove to another street.
Oh, what? Oh, dear. Well, there's our bell quiz, kids. And the next question is, who won? It's time for the judges to get busy on the scores, and while they do that, here's an important message about one-a-day brand vitamins.
Don't take chances. Are you sure you're getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat? Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.
All right now, kids, here are the grades on your schoolwork. But before I read the names of the winners, let me remind you that you will each receive a $100 security bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help you with your future education. Now then, let's see what the judges have to report. As a class, they say we missed one question this afternoon. Rennie was first, Lonnie second, and Mike and Joel tied for third. Now let's see. Lonnie's a winner, but next week his family's going on a vacation, and of course he's going with them, so we let the runner-up, Melvin Miles, take his place, and along with the rest of you kids, we'll have Douglas Maurer, age 10, in class next Sunday. Now, between now and next week, quiz kids, don't forget to work on those clues for the whodunit question. And that goes for you listeners, too. See, if you can think up the answer, and be sure to tune in next Sunday to hear what it is. Until then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the quiz kids class. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, Kelly.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.